What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Gator with the straight up troll.
What'd I do? What? Saw a picture and
Chicago Bears tweeted out a logo. Is this their like rivalry logo, or is it their Disney logo? Is that what it is? And it's a football shaped orange figure, and inside says Chicago, and it's got a bear crawling on top of it. And Gator tweeted, "That's a funny way to spell HAMMOND." That's what you did. When you say what I do.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I did.
That is what you did. The Bears defense is in a shambles. Caleb and Ben might score 40 a game, but they will give up 41. A rough season ahead. That's from Tony in Traverse City. Some Lions fans feel that way about the Lions, that they will might be able to score a ton of points, but they'll give up a ton of points. Next text, on our O-line. Our O-line is now constructed of two second-team guys, a rookie, a second-year player, and a very talented player basically playing a new position. I think we got some legit issues. That's from Jeff and Petoskey.
Well, I don't think there's any legit issue with Penei Sewell moving to the left side. I don't think there's any adjustment period. I think it's done. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be the best left tackle in football now. The right guard position should be better than it was last year because he's got a year of experience under his belt. Right tackle will not be as good as it was last year because Penei Sewell played there last year. However, will he be as good as Decker was on the left side? Mm-hmm. That'd be lofty to do in the first year, and I would love it if that were the case. But I don't think that's going to be the case just yet. But I think that's it's promising. And the left guard position, I mean, it's the same thing as a right guard position. You got a guy who's going to looks like he's going to start there that has a year under his belt and should improve. The center, does it take a step back? Not according to John Jansen. He likes Scruggs better than what Glasgow was last year. And obviously Mays will be better than Scruggs. So yeah, I don't know if the line will be as good as it was last year to start, but I think it's got a way more promising future by midseason if these guys stay healthy.
Scruggs has started more games than he hasn't in his NFL career. He was slated to be sort of a utility interior offensive line backup. So technically, I guess he's a Lions backup, but I don't think he's a backup quality player. Now I want to see him have a really good rest of the preseason, maybe get more snaps in the final game. But Jeff, I think some of your characterizations are slanted a little negatively, but if in worst case scenario, you could be right. From Rich in Algonac, after cut day, the Lions need to target a safety, an offensive guard, an offensive tackle, and a backup quarterback. Safety, I could see. Offensive guard, offensive tackle, I could see, and a backup quarterback. Rich, I think all that might be right. Didn't one year they cut every backup quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple years ago, they had no backup quarterback. Yeah. They eventually signed a guy. All right, so today is National Banana Split Day. And Gator included in his show prep sheet, is this the most overrated dessert? The banana split.
I think this kind of goes, it's a little personal with me. I love bananas. I'm bananas about bananas. I really enjoy a banana. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, every time you'd see banana split on a menu, I got excited. It had the picture. It looked beautiful. You cut the banana down the middle, put on both sides, put a couple scoops of ice cream, throw some kind of topping on there, fudge topping, whatever, and sprinkles and boom, and a cherry, and got it. It looked amazing every time. It was perfectly pictured. I really wanted one. And then finally, my parents caved in one year. And my brother and I got to split a banana split. And I was like, that's it? This is what it is? And I realized I don't think bananas belong with ice cream. I didn't like it. I'm like, I'd rather have the ice cream sundae. Just give me the hot fudge on the vanilla ice cream and I'm good to go. I don't need the banana part.
Well, to be overrated, you have to have some knowledge of what the dessert rankings are, which is not really my wheelhouse. I don't love chocolate cake. I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
I hope it doesn't make me a bad person.
Is subjective when it comes to food.
Yeah.
What you like is what you like.
I don't love chocolate cake. I don't think the next dessert that I really don't like is ranked. I think it's a dessert that everybody's heard of, but I will never eat it again the rest of my life, I hope.
Wow.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Lemon meringue pie. To me,
I get it.
It's like, hey, we're going to put some sponge on top of some lemon jello.
I understand. I can go both ways with lemon meringue pie. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I like the lemon filling and I like the pie, but when you throw the meringue on it, I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's another one for me that I don't. There's a couple that I don't get the hype for. One is red velvet cake. Don't get it.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's a Southern staple, and it's okay. And the other one, which is more, this is going to hurt some people, and I apologize in advance. It's just how I feel.
It's quite a buildup.
I think it's a little overrated. Bumpy cake.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's overrated. You probably don't like it because it's chocolate cake.
I don't like chocolate cake.
Yeah.
I think that's, do you think it's overrated because of the taste or the hype that comes with it? Because I think it's the hype.
There's a lot of hype that comes with
it. You don't like hype.
Yeah, I don't like hype. But the cake itself is like, it's okay.
But what's wrong with it?
I think it's the thickness of the frosting that's on there. It's not like a creamy frosting. It's more of a thicker frosting that just doesn't go well with me.
Wow. Shut your mouth, Gator. That's from Debt313.
Sorry.
Cure Duchesne, please. Bumpy cake is amazing.
I said it wasn't going to be popular.
No, that's because bumpy cake is very popular here.
I understand.
Very popular.
I understand.
I think that's why I feel like that's why I had to ask you what exactly is wrong with bumpy cake for you, because I know the hype comes with it and you don't like hype, but is there actually something about the cake and you described what you don't like?
Yeah, but it definitely gets hype.
Kang, is there a dessert you think? First of all, do you have any comments on what we have called overrated?
No, I'm not really. I think, I'm not a huge dessert guy either, Doug, actually. My dessert, honestly, I'd rather drink my dessert, you know?
Oh, hey, now.
Seriously, because I don't have that
Kang's
super...
Kang's throwing back beers after dinner?
Yeah, after dinner drink I prefer over...
Kang goes with Irish whiskey.
I prefer that over something very sweet, ice cream cake, all that stuff. But I mean, it's not that I won't have it. But no, the only thing I will say about banana split, since it's National Banana Split Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about you being a kid, Gator,
yeah.
I thought you were going to go where I was going to go. After baseball games, you would get to have ice cream a lot of time, right? So we went to have ice cream one time, and I was always eyeing the banana split as well. Here's where my issue was, though. I finally got the banana split. It was huge. And my parents made me eat the whole thing.
Oh,
and after that, I never wanted another banana split because it was like, you can't waste. Like, you wanted this?
Yeah.
You got this. Now eat it all. Right? Like, so I was struggling because as a kid, too, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a big dessert for an adult,
when
I think.
When you're a kid, your eyes are always bigger than your stomach.
Always.
Always.
That's like three full scoops of ice cream.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
I know, right?
And like, maybe I just want a couple banana slices.
Yeah, right.
Scoop of vanilla, cover with some chocolate.
That's too much.
Better than, dude, than all this.
That's a lot. You have to split with your brother at least, though.
Giant banana boat. Yeah.
That was rough.
All right. What is the most overrated dessert? 248-539-9797. And
I feel like I've lost some listeners today. I'm sorry. I apologize. Just my thoughts.
You think this is what you did that crossed the line?
You know how this works. You can have any sports opinion you want, but when
nobody
we start talking,
nobody remembers any of it.
When we do this, people are going to be like, you don't like pumpkin cake?
Yeah.
Someone's going to come up to me next time I go and watch live music somewhere, and they go, dude, what's up with the pumpkin cake?
They'll have no interest in your backup quarterback opinions. None whatsoever. But you just don't step the bumpy cake.
You step the bumpy cake, you're in trouble.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.